go.
Some baseball questions would be cool.
Rex got you that move to first.
Well, you know, I saw, you know, looked like a big lead to me over there, but yeah, you know, it was there. The pitch, you know, unfortunately, I forgot how much, you know, the freakish type of movement I have on my pitch, so I was a little off the corner. And I'm hoping the ump gave me the, you know, I can't say the black part of the plate. I needed a lot more than that, but it is funny. It is humbling. I haven't thrown a baseball for years, and you get out there, it's like, oh, gosh, you know. Like, that looks far away.
We saw you down here warming up beforehand. Give you a little bit of confidence?
I had a couple of warm-up tosses. I was like, all right, let me just go out there and fire it. When you get, you know, my age, you know, I'm 52, you don't have too many throws in you, so you just, all right, two warm-ups is good. Let me go fire it.
Rex, what about you didn't waste any time either. There's new pace of play rules in baseball. I'm not sure if you're familiar with 20
yeah.
seconds per pitch.
Well, you know, I believe, you know, I watched Jim Cott pitch, and you know, he was throwing it as soon as he got it back from the catcher. So that's, you know, when you have, you don't have the skill, you got to get rid of it quick, you know, keep them off balance.
Rex, what's your memory of opening day in Toronto in 77?
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. I've seen a lot of baseball games. Obviously, I'm a big baseball fan. But, you know, I remember Doug Ault hitting the two homers. And I skipped school that day with my twin brother. And not that that was going to hurt the GPA or anything. But I remember it was, it had every kind of weather known to man, but it snowed, it did everything. And,
did you stay to the end of that weather?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I remember Alvis Woods hitting a home run, his first major league at bat. Bill Singer couldn't throw. He was like me. He was a little inconsistent when he started that game. The ball was going all over the place. I think Richie Zisk, I thought it was actually Carlton Fisk, but I think it was Zisk that hit the home run. But I remember the Blue Jays winning, and it was a great game, you know, it really was. And probably the most memorable game that I've ever been at because of the significance of it, you know, being the first ever Blue Jay game.
As a hockey guy, I can ask a non-football question about
sure.
hockey. Where do your allegiances change if David ends up with the Leafs? How are you going to deal with that?
Well, we'll see what happens, you know. We'll see if the Sabres get, you know, the first pick or not. We'll see what happens. But obviously, I'm a huge Sabre fan now. For more than one reason, but you know, living here is one. And oh, by the way, the owner of our football team owned the Sabres. I'm the biggest Sabre fan there is. You know, thinking about maybe Gilbert Perreault, Rick Martin, and Dan, you know, with Gare and all those guys coming back, maybe. But I do go back, and obviously I remember a lot of the hockey games and stuff like that. Roger Crozier is a goalie, but I was a Maple Leaf fan, you know, growing up and things, but now definitely a Sabres fan.
Where were you at Exhibition Park, underneath the stands or lakeside?
Well, no, I snuck in. We got bleacher seats, so we went there. And then back in those days, is that Exhibition Stadium, we went back actually on the field, so we were there early, and they were having batting practice, and my brother and I got like, we got like 20 baseballs or something because there was no bleachers in right field, so they did a home run and the thing would just go forever and we just go pocket them. So we got literally, I forget how many, you know, baseballs we got, but a bunch of them. And then we snuck into that side, sat down. It was cold. Everybody was bundled. I don't think anybody mind, but you know, it was something I really remember. It was great.
Still have the balls?
What's that?
Still have them?
No, I have no idea. I think, you know, as a kid, you know, it's like the old Sandlot movie, you know, it's a baseball, it's Babe Ruth, but, you know, back then it kind of loses its deal. We just, you know, had a baseball to play with.
Rex, what's it been like to have the community be so welcoming to you and you're just your first couple months here?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's unbelievable. And really, you know, I think they know the kind of passion that I have. They understand, you know, that I understand the community. And I know how important the Bills are to this community, and it almost feels like a family. You know, it's part of the family, and I recognize that, and I think the fans, you know that how important the Bills are, and I'm going to have a team that they can be proud of. We are going to build that kind of team, and you know, I don't know how many wins we're going to have, but I can tell you this: we're going to be a tough team to beat, and we're going to give everything we have every time out. And I truly believe we're going to win a lot of games and starting this year.
Coach, what else are you thinking? Getting back to baseball. This is the second time you've thrown out the first pitch. You did once with the Mets.
I did. Yeah, and they were talking about a contract. They got a couple prospects and things like that. This DeGrom guy, Harvey, and, you know, Syndergaard, of course, they ever let him come up. But, you know, I was right there with him, I think. You know, the ironic thing about that is Strasburg actually pitched. That was his first time he ever pitched. Wasn't at the same park. But I did the split screen and you know, showed how similar we were. But I chose to coach instead of going into baseball.
Does throwing out the first pitch today make you feel a little more like a Buffalonian?
I feel like I've been here for years, you know, even though, you know, I lived in Toronto for 8 years and things, but I really do identify with this community. There's no question about it. And obviously the way everybody's treated me, you know, I feel great. I was thrilled when the Bisons asked me to throw out the first pitch. That's really an honor. I mean, it really is. You know, I probably should have practiced a little more, but it is a great thrill, and I appreciate, you know, the Bisons and really everybody.
Where else around the community are you looking forward to exploring next?
Well, I think I have the pubs around, so, but no, it's just really just, you know, anything. You know, I'm always excited to go, you know, try different restaurants, all that. And the best part is, like, being around the community, meeting the fans, and that's always a thrill for me.
Thank you.
Yep.